So examples of compounds that then it can absorb onto the surface of aerosol particles, we've got metals such as lead, which I've just talked about. We've also got PAHs, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. So looking at some common ones that we might have bumped into before, we have got on this graph here, naphthalene. So naphthalene, you remember, if we take two benzene rings and join them together, you've just drawn yourself naphthalene. So everybody have a go at drawing a naphthalene. So you just fuse benzene together using two carbons as the joining point. Double bonds don't matter, so just put circles. Yeah. That's naphthalene. That's a typical polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon or polyaromatic hydrocarbon. Now, there are a number of these things. This has been a very simplest one. They grow in size, and the one that is of concern normally is this one here, benzoylphapyrene. So benzoylphapyrene then is a known carcinogen mutagen. What's on the y-axis on the left-hand side is the fraction that we would find on aerosol particles. What's on the y-axis on the right-hand side is the boiling point of our PAH. So we can see for naphthalene then, it's got a low boiling point. The problem with naphthalene, usually sublimes, jumps straight from the solid into the gas phase. That's why people use it as mothballs and stuff like that. Up here in the case of the benzoylphapyrene, its boiling point then is substantially more elevated. Now the fraction then of the low boiling ones that we find on particles is very small, whereas these very high boiling ones that have boiling points around the 400 and more, these ones it's nearly all found on the particles. So that's why it's so important to be measuring the aerosol particles and then try and figure out how much is actually absorbed onto those particles. Now, it's a harder job to actually measure the amount of organic compound on the aerosol particle than it is to use the equilibrium expression we just had before. So what's easiest is to set up a controlled experiment in the lab where you run this thing at a set of temperatures. You put a concentration of aerosol particles in, a concentration of PAH in, and you measure the concentration that's on the particles, because you control that whole environment and you can measure the particles and the PAH is on them readily. Go out into the street and try and do it, it's a much harder job, where it's quite easy to actually measure the gas phase concentration of that PAH and the concentration of the aerosols themselves, just with a high volume sampler. You can then use the equilibrium expression to figure out how much is stuck onto those aerosol particles at that particular temperature. That's why it's important to get used to the concept of you're measuring easy to measure things, and then you'll often throw the results into an easy calculation to come out with the parameter of interest. And as you can see, the